This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Dominic Cummings, the controversial brains behind the 2016 campaign for Britain to leave the European Union, Friday stepped down as Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top aide. Cummings was due to leave at the end of the year, reports said, but he was seen walking out of Johnson's 10 Downing Street office Friday carrying a cardboard box. A government source confirmed he would no longer be officially employed from mid-December. U.S. President Donald Trump will deliver an update on development of a COVID-19 vaccine from the White House Friday in what will be his first public remarks for a week, a spokesman said. The deputy press secretary said the president would deliver an update on the vaccine at 4 o'clock local time in the Rose Garden. Mr. Trump has not spoken in public since results came in showing he lost the presidential election to Democrat Joe Biden. The Trump camp did get a favorable ruling in the state of Pennsylvania, though, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A Pennsylvania judge sided with the Trump campaign and issued an injunction Thursday. Commonwealth Court Judge Mahanna Levitt ordered Pennsylvania counties not to count mail-in or absentee ballots for which the voter didn't submit valid identification within 6 days of Election Day. The order affects a subset of about 10,000 ballots that arrived within 3 days of polls closing. As of Thursday, Democrat Joe Biden led President Donald Trump by about 55,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. authorities have given the Chinese owner of TikTok 2 more weeks to sell the social media sensation in order to resolve national security concerns voiced by the Trump administration. That's according to a court filing Friday. A notice filed by TikTok owner ByteDance in federal court showed that authorities had extended the deadline originally set for November 10th to November 27th. The ban has been challenged in courts. This is VOA News. Italian police in Spoleto say Friday they had found the presumed thief who stole a church relic that contained the blood of the late Pope John Paul II. The relic of the Polish Pope, who died in 2005 and was canonized in 2014, was stolen in September from the cathedral. Local police told AFP they filed charges for theft against a 59-year-old man from Tuscany, known to police for having stolen other sacred relics in the past. He was not arrested, and the relic remains missing after a search of his home revealed no traces of it, according to police. Bars and restaurants in New York will shut early Friday as part of fresh measures designed to slow surging new infections in the U.S. as hospitals in many European countries fill up with new patients. The United States and parts of Europe are recording higher infection and hospitalization numbers than they had during the first coronavirus wave in March and April. Hospitals are treating more patients in France than they did in April, while Serbia's capital, Belgrade, has started shipping its COVID-19 cases to other cities because its beds are full. Canadians have time to tamp down the surging second wave of COVID-19 by Christmas if they act now, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Friday, as some provinces impose new health restrictions. Trudeau told an Ontario radio station, quote, "If you want to gather with your loved ones at Christmas, even in a restrained way, we're going to have to make sure that we change the trend lines on this COVID crisis right now," end quote. Ontario is the most populous province, and officials there indicate it may have to suspend non-essential surgeries again as surging coronavirus cases fill hospital intensive care units. Saskatchewan's top health officials are expected to announce additional public health measures Friday as transmissions spike there. The head of the World Health Organization hailed the rapid progress toward a COVID-19 vaccine, but insisted Friday that every country must reap the benefits. Quote, "A vaccine will be a vital tool for the controlling the pandemic, and we're encouraged by the preliminary results of clinical trials released this week," end quote, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in closing the WHO's annual assembly. Israel has signed a deal with Pfizer to receive the drug maker's potential COVID-19 vaccine, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech confirmed a deal was forthcoming in a statement Thursday, but did not disclose any financial details. If you'd like more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.